Special treat, folks. We have secured Dennis Prager. He will be on the line for 3 hours, live and in person. Dennis Prager. That's right, uninterrupted. We'll just be having Dennis Prager, one of my favorite guests. In fact, the only place you can ever hear Dennis Prager for 3 hours is on the Dennis Prager Show. So, don't forget, Dennis Prager on the next Dennis Prager Show.
Listen to the Dennis Prager Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Pastor Wade right here on Prayer and Praise Friday, KPYN, AM, FM, and KPYN.net. If you've got a prayer need or a praise report, give me a call this morning. That number's 903-796-6056. Again, that number's 903-796-6056. If you're watching us on Facebook, you can go to the Cornerstone Assemblies of God Facebook page. Like us there. It is being shared on KPYN's Facebook page and Cass County Trending. Go ahead and comment your prayer needs, your praise report, and we will get those taken care of. And just want to again just say good morning to you all. Good morning, good morning. And so if I'm a little scattered today, just bear with me. This is not a poor, pitiful me or a pity story. It's just sometimes the job of being a pastor is hard. Now, had a church member who was in an accident last night, a vehicle accident, and they airlifted him to Tyler. And so there's nothing like getting done with the church meeting at, you know, 8:15 p.m. and then having the call that he was air flighted to Tyler to, you know, run home real quick and splash water on my face and look presentable for the hospital and head to Tyler and then come home. And so anyway, you know, it was get in bed at 2 a.m. and wake up at 5:30 a.m. to go to prayer. So I'm running on fumes this morning. I hadn't even had any coffee, but I will confess my sins before the brethren. I had a Coca-Cola, and so I said, I don't think black coffee is going to do the trick this morning. I need some sugar in there. And so I went ahead and just grabbed me a Coca-Cola and a glazed donut from the donut store. But here's the thing. I was good, and I just ordered a donut. But the donut lady loves me. And so she said, I've got hot ones. And she ran to the kitchen and got a fresh hot donut. But she give me, I didn't pay for it, but she give me an extra. She says, I put you an extra. Well, you know what I did with that extra donut? I ate it. And so anyway, so right now I am on a sugar fix. With two glazed donuts and a can of Coca-Cola. And so I should be good for the next hour. But if I start dozing, somebody just wake me up. No. But good morning to you all. I hope you're loving this crisp, cool weather outside. This is my favorite time of the year. This is my favorite kind of weather. And so Jim made mention at the close of his show about I have an announcement. He knows how to pull y'all along on a string and just and you know I'm like, man, you probably got people thinking, oh my gosh, Pastor Wade's quitting the show. Other people thinking, praise God, Pastor Wade's quitting the show. It's got nothing to do with that. No, next week I am going out of town. I've been invited to go to Tennessee for a deer hunt, and I'm going. It's free to me, right? I mean, you can't pass those kind of things up. Somebody says, I am going to drive you to Tennessee and let you hunt for 5 days. All you got to do is get your out-of-state license. And so I'm like, I can handle that. Anyway, so I won't be here next week. Jim and Sister Mary from Cornerstone, they will be manning the show next Friday. So call in for them, comment for them. And anyhow, just so next Friday, Sister Mary and Brother Jim Davenport will be doing Prayer and Praise Friday because I'm going to be in the deer stand. So I'll be thinking about y'all while I'm sitting in that deer stand. Amen. Y'all be praying for me that I get a deer. I went last year. We went about 2 weeks later than we're going this year. And it was like 65 degrees in the sun. I mean, it was absolutely clear and had a huge, you know, full moon. So the deer were eating all night long and were sleeping all day. And so I laid eyes on like three deer all week, but they were 80 yards away and going the opposite direction. And I'm bow hunting. So anyhow, I didn't even get a shot at one last year. I'm hoping for this year to be better. But anyway, good morning, good morning. Give me a call this morning. That number is 903-796-6056. If you would like to email me throughout the week, that email address is pastorcornerstoneag@gmail.com. Again, pastorcornerstoneag@gmail.com. Just give me an email. Let me know if you got something to pray about. I'd love to pray with you, pray for you, just to give God praise with you. Anyhow, so just let me know. But this morning, the passage that was in my verse of the day in my app this morning, but I just, it's fitting for kind of the right now in my life and just some people within my church. And so Matthew 7, verse 7, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you." And then verse 8 really just repeats itself. It says, "For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it is open." And so absolutely, Trey Wilson, he's asking for prayer. And so, brother, we're believing and praying for you this morning. But this morning in this scripture, you know, when we seek the Lord, when we ask of the Lord, when we knock on the door of the Lord, he is faithful to be found. He is faithful to answer. He is faithful to open the door unto us. He will not keep us closed out, if you will. And so this morning, you know, no matter the need, no matter where you are in life, and I just feel like for whatever reason in today's world, it seems to be that there's more and more people in need, more and more people with depression and anxiety, with inflation and everything. Seems like everybody's money is tight, and so there's always a financial strain. When you have a financial strain and you're battling anxieties of different things, then it causes tensions within marriage, and when there's tensions within marriage, then the kids, you know, it's just a domino effect. And so this morning, I just want to remind you that you can go to the Lord, that he gives us an open invitation, that if it will be given to you if you seek it, and you will find it. And if you'll knock, it'll be opened unto you. And so again, Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you." And so this morning, know that you have that invitation from the Lord. That you don't have to have an invitation from me. You don't have to have an invitation from anyone else. That you have the invitation from the Lord himself to ask him. And so, amen. And yes, brother Ron Hood is having his knee replacement fixed. The hardware went out. And so, we are praying for him and believing. Anyhow, it's like good gravy. You have a knee replacement to fix your hurt knee, and then the knee replacement falls apart. And so, and then, yes, Shannon, I see that as well. We're praying for y'all. I've got you on my list here. And so, you know, I just want you to know that you have an open invitation of the Heavenly Father to come into his presence, to bring your request before him. Seek his face. Seek him, and you'll find it. You know, oftentimes in life, we get to seeking all kinds of things, and we sometimes can get called off track or caught off track when we begin to seek all the earthly pleasures and desires. But if we will seek him, his righteousness, his kingdom, if we seek his will, he will direct our paths and put us in a place of righteousness. And so this morning, just know again that you have an invitation from the Father to ask of him what you need, to seek his face and you'll find it. To knock on his door and he will grant you into his presence. And into his presence there is a fullness of joy. In his presence there is refuge and protection. And he is our provider. And so this morning I'm just telling you what a great verse of the day for a show that's dedicated to prayer and praise. Amen. Is that if we will ask, it's given unto us. If we will seek him, we will find him. And if we knock, it'll be opened unto us. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory and we give you honor this morning. Lord, I lift up the Stafford family to you, God, just praying for them, asking, Lord, that you minister to them in a way that only you can. Lord, that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you give them a peace that passes all understanding, asking God that even joy would rise up. Father, I pray for the details of life and just the changes that take place and finances and where we're going to live, what am I going to do, jobs, all these things, Father, that is now, you know, being asked in this time of transition. Father, I just lift them before you, and I ask, God, that a hedge of protection be placed around them, that you minister to them and give them supernatural wisdom. Just your will and your way be done, Lord, and we ask it in Jesus' name. I ask, Lord, during this time as well, that their hearts would be knitted together as family, that the pressures and tensions that sometimes sow division, Father, will be stayed and dealt with. And so, Lord, this morning, we lift up Trey to you, God, as he's just woke up sick. Lord God, not knowing all the detail and not having to, God, we believe for healing. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Lord God, speaking to the diabetes, speaking to intestinal issues. Lord God, just speaking to his body as a whole, that it is healed and it is made whole because the stripes that Christ Jesus bore paid the price that we may be healed. And so, Father, I ask that you strengthen him and just give him strength today to do what he needs to do. Keep him, Lord God, upright and going strong for his wife, family. And, Lord, I ask a blessing over his business, Lord God, that it just began to grow even more than it has, and that you make a way for him and provide for their family. And so, Lord, I just pray for favor and healing up on Trey and his entire household. Lord, today I lift up Bobby Riggins to you, Lord God, just praying for a healing in his body, Lord, asking that you minister to him. Lord, today I lift up Brother Ron Hood to you, Lord God, asking as he goes and has his surgery next week, Lord God, that there be no complications, that the surgery would be quick and the recovery would be light, and Lord God, that everything would go better than planned in Jesus' name. And so, Father, that your hand just be upon him, just to lead, guide, and direct him, Lord, and we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I've got to go to a break. I'm actually over a little bit, and so if you will, give me a call this morning. That number is 903-796-6056. We'll be right back after this short break.
I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is the radio station for the original Trading Post with Jim Big D Davenport.
Buy, sell, trade, give things away.
Tell us about your garage sale or yard sale. Let us know if you lost a pet, found a pet, or have a pet free to a good home. Simply call in live on the original Trading Post at 903-796-6056.
That's 903-796-6056.
We also feature local birthdays, church news, the stock market report, and more, including local news from Robert Del Giorno. It's all on the show, often imitated, but never duplicated. The original Trading Post on KPYN. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Fridays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Saturdays, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. The original Trading Post on KPYN, 900 a.m.
and 103.9 FM. This is your radio home for Texas Rangers baseball.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Well, good morning, good morning. We are back. This is Pastor Wade right here on KPYN AM, FM, and KPYN.net with Prayer and Praise Friday. If you've got a praise report, a prayer need, give us a call. That number is 903-796-6056. You can watch us on Facebook at the Cornerstone Assemblies of God Facebook page. Comment your prayer needs, your praise report. Thank you for everybody who has been doing so this morning. I appreciate it. We've got a pretty good list of prayer needs that has come in. Some announcements real quick. Excuse me. In the morning, Saturday morning, at 8:30 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall of Cornerstone Assembly, we will have Brothers in Christ men's breakfast. And so this is, I feel like I have to say it because sometimes people get things confused. This is not a Cornerstone thing. This is a community thing, a community fellowship of brothers, men, brothers in Christ, coming together every Saturday, just at different locations, different churches. This month, we have already been to GT Church. We've been to Holly Street Church of God. Now, this Saturday is our turn at Cornerstone Assembly. And so we're excited about that, and I invite you to come out. No matter what church you go to, or maybe you don't go to church at all, we'd love to have you. Tomorrow morning, 8:30, come out and be fed physically with, you know, bacon and sausage, and we're having crepes. If you don't know what a crepe is, it's like a thin pancake with all kinds of good toppings on it and stuff. And so, and then breakfast casseroles and all of that good stuff. But anyway, come out and be fed physically with breakfast and then be fed with the Word of God. Pastor York from Cass Baptist is bringing the devotion tomorrow, and just have a time of prayer. And so I know time is important to a lot of people, and so it starts at 8:30 in the morning, and you'll be done by 10 o'clock and get your day started. And so come and just be fed spiritually and physically tomorrow, and just enjoy some good time of fellowship with fellow brothers. Next week, Monday through Friday, Monday the 23rd through Friday the 27th, it is community revival. And so each evening the services are at 7 p.m. and they will be at a different location each service. So Monday, 7 p.m. at Lake Country Baptist Church, that's with Pastor Gary Terry. Tuesday will be at Victory Baptist Church, that's with Pastor Joe Nelson. Wednesday is at First Baptist Church, Alday Street, with Pastor Jonathan Stanmore. Thursday is at Center Hill Baptist Church with Pastor Don Sheffield. And Friday is Holly Street Church of God with Pastor Vernon Gross. And so each of those services, 7 p.m. nightly. If you can't make all of them, that's understood, but try to make some of them. They'll be a blessing. It'll be a blessing and just an opportunity for the community to come together, the church community to come together and be in one accord and just worship the Lord, to exalt the name of Jesus and to just fellowship one with another. I hate that I'm going to miss this, but I will be again next week. I will be in Tennessee in a deer stand. And so y'all be praying for me. I've got to spend all week with Charles Hale. And so no, Charles, it's his son-in-law, Mark, whose land is up there. Mark and his brother and some friends, they've kind of built a co-op up there, and they've got several hundreds of acres, and they keep it pristine for deer hunting. They've got all kinds of shooting lanes and food plots and stands everywhere. I don't have to do anything. All I gotta do is bring my crossbow and an out-of-state hunting license. That's all I got. He's gonna feed me every day and just keep on keeping on. And so anyway, I enjoyed last year. It was refreshing. Beautiful, beautiful country. I told my wife last year, I hate that I didn't get a deer, but just sitting in those deer stands for several hours a day was a blessing enough just to have some alone time and some quiet time with the Lord. There's nothing like some good prayer time hanging up in a tree, you know, just looking at all of God's beauty and creation that's around us. And so be in prayer for us, though, as we travel back and forth and just hunting and all of those kinds of things. Good morning, Miss Judy. Praying for you this morning, Sister Barbara. Good morning to you. And we've prayed for Bobby this morning already, Judy. You missed out on that. And so, but no, I do have a pretty good list of prayers before me. And so I want to go ahead and get back into our prayer for this segment. And so, Lord, we do come before you. Lord, we give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done. Lord, I do thank you that you are the great I am, that you are the great creator. Lord God, that everything that is because you said so. Lord, I pray today that we can truly let our eyes be flooded with light to see your glory and your splendor, to see your ability. Lord, that our hearts and minds would be opened by faith to receive your word, that we would not just be hearers of the word, but doers also. And so, Lord, today I just lift up Brother James Stalkup to you, Lord, just praying for strength. Lord, I thank you for the good days he has had. I thank you for the strength that is being restored to him. Lord, we know that it is by your grace and your mercy, through your creative power working within him, that he is now able, Lord, has stood several times, has walked several feet. And so, Lord, thank you. Lord, there have been complications with this toe wanting to bleed and, you Lord, and these type things, but Father, we still just give you glory and we give you praise. Lord, we believe for healing in his feet. Lord God, I pray against any infections in Jesus' name. Whatever has been going on within his intestine, Lord, whether it be from all the antibiotics or steroids that he has been on for such a long time, Father, you know what they are, and we just ask, Lord, that you administer to him and heal his body. Continue to strengthen him to have gains each and every day. Lord, for Sister Lola, I thank you, God, that the stitches came out of her leg and that it's healing right and looking good. And so, Father, we just continue to pray against any infection. Pray, God, that you strengthen her and encourage her. For Sister Jill Helmer, Lord, we just pray for healing in her back and hips. Lord God, for Brother James Granderson, Lord, we just bind Parkinson's in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you would just give the doctor supernatural wisdom to find out what is really going on. And so, Lord, but we just believe you first. We believe you for healing. And we ask, God, that you minister to him in a way that only you can. For Sister Becky Wall, Lord, that you just strengthen her and encourage her. Lord, we just pray for Angie and pregnancy and all these things and the baby, Lord, just asking that they're healthy and whole and complete. Father, we just lift up Sister Barbara Whittington to you, God, praying for a complete healing. Lord, I thank you for what you have done in her body and her breathing. And Lord, I just pray that you continue to do so. Lord, the things that are heavy on her heart, I pray, God, that you administer to her and just give her peace. Lord, for Jim Williams, we just lift him before you, God, asking that you minister in a way that only you can. Today, Lord, I lift up Sister LaDonna to you, Lord, and I'm praying for strength for her as she has gone back to college to get her teaching degree. And so, Father, just minister to her. Give her supernatural strength and wisdom to tackle this task for your glory and your honor. For Mike, Lord, as he has a stress test this week, we just ask God for healing in his body. Pray, Lord, that through this time you would just speak to him, minister to him, help him to grow closer to you. Lord, we are believing your report that he be healthy and whole and complete in Jesus' name. Father, for Cade Hood, I just lift him before you, Lord, asking for protection, not only of his body, but of his mind and his spirit, that you keep him encouraged, God, that you minister to him and make yourself known unto him. And Lord, we give you all glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, it's time for me again to go to a break. So give me a call. That number is 903-796-6056. Again, 903-796-6056. You can watch us on Facebook at Cornerstone Assemblies of God Facebook page and comment your prayer needs, your praise reports there. But Matthew 7:7, ask, it'll be given. Knock and it'll be opened unto you. Oh yeah, you got to seek and find as well. No, but hey, I've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
List your property with Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty. He'll work hard to make sure that it sells at a price it's worth, and he'll do the best to advertise the property and show it to as many real estate agents and prospective buyers as possible. You can expect the same personal service from Frank when you're looking to buy a property too. Frank Lanier, a graduate of Texas A&M who wants to help you with your real estate needs. Call Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty in Linden at 903-756-7781.
AJIM's Company is your local linen service for all your needs. Whether you need doormats, restaurant towels, aprons, dust mops, shop towels, wet mops, air fresheners, or paper products, call AJIM's Company. Weekly service available. Call 903-796-8111 or 903-824-7304. Ask for Jim. That's 903-796-8111 or 903-824-7304 for AJIM's Company.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast. Today, sunny and a high of 82. Overnight tonight, mostly clear and a low of 53. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 84. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. Make an appointment at 903-838-8000. Signing off from the Weather Center, this is Braden Oliver for KPYN 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Listen to all the Texas Rangers games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball, strike three call. The Rangers are going to the World Series.
Hi, I'm Mitch Garver. Listen to all the excitement of Texas Rangers baseball games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
The swing and a high fly down the left field line. It is hooking deep in the corner. Way back. History! A walk-off grand slam!
Listen to all the Texas Rangers games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
Hi, I'm Mark Mathias. Listen to all excitement of Texas Rangers baseball games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
Listen to all the Texas Rangers games live right here on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM in Atlanta.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is your radio home for the original Trading Post. Listen every weekday morning, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9, Friday from 7 to 10, and Saturday 7 to 9. Everything bought, sold, or traded on the original Trading Post will be posted on the Trading Post page. Simply go to kpyn.net, click on the Trading Post page, and see everything that was called in on the original Trading Post, including garage sales and yard sales. It's all on the Trading Post page. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59 in Atlanta. Listen to the Trading Post and shop the Trading Post page on our website at kpyn.net. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59, Atlanta.
This is Cass County's news, sports, and weather station.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta.
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Well, good morning, good morning. We are back. This is Pastor Wade right here on KPYN AM, FM, and KPYN.net. with Prayer and Praise Friday. If you've got a prayer need or a praise report, I'd love to pray with you, pray for you on the air, off the air. Give me a call. That number is 903-796-6056. You can watch us on Facebook at the Cornerstone Assemblies of God Facebook page. It's also being streamed through KPYN's Facebook page and Cass County Trending. And so you can comment your prayer needs, your praise reports there, and I will get those taken care of because we believe. This morning's scripture is Matthew 7, verse 7. It says, "Ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." And so this morning, I want to encourage you. I'm going to go ahead and read the rest of this passage. That's the verse of the day. But I want to read this passage to you. Matthew 7, starting in verse 7. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. What man is there among you who, if his son asked for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asked for a fish, would give him a snake? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, everything you would like men to do to you, also do to them, for this is the law and the prophets." And so this morning, the Lord has given us an opened invitation to seek Him, to ask of Him, to knock of Him. And then right here He says, look, if you as human beings want to give good gifts to your children, and when they ask of something and you grant it to them, you don't give them bad gifts. You don't give them something that's going to bring them harm. You do what it takes to bless them and to help them. And so if we, being sinful and undone, broken human beings, have it within us to be a blessing to our children, then how much more than our Heavenly Father is capable? He is love. He is pure. He's holy. And so this morning, you can have a confidence in your ask. When you ask of God, of course, we've got to pray according to His will. He's not a vending machine. But when we pray and we seek His face and we pray according to His will, it is given unto us. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you. That's just kind of what I feel. Do you know that you have an invitation from the Lord to seek Him? That you have an invitation from the Lord to ask of Him? That you can knock on the door and it would be opened for you? And so this morning, be encouraged. And no matter where you find yourself at this moment, know that you can reach out to the Lord and you can find Him. You can enter into His presence where there is a fullness of joy. No matter where you are, what your situation is, if you feel like you've never been closer to God, still reach out to Him. If you feel you've never been further from God, reach out to Him. If things seem to be just going perfect in your life, reach out to Him. And if it looks like everything is falling apart, reach out to Him. Seek Him. Ask of Him. You have that invitation today. Your Heavenly Father awaits to hear from you. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to seek Him. Don't seek man. Don't seek man's approval. Don't seek the things of this earth, because they are temporal. They are fading. They will pass away. But seek Him who is our eternal Heavenly Father, and see what He has in store. Accept the gifts that He has for you. Accept the path that He has for you. Because while we may not always understand the things we have to go through here on this earth, if we are in right relationship with Him, we have a promise that He'll take anything the enemy has meant for evil and turn it to good for those who love Him. And that His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than ours. And so if we just trust Him, we have a hope. We have a blessed hope and a future that He has awaiting for us in His glory. And so today, just be encouraged. If you hadn't prayed in a long time, you don't have to bend your knees and fold your hands. It's okay if you do that, but you don't have to. Just find you a quiet place and just have a conversation with the Lord as though you were talking with a dear friend. Make your request known unto Him. Ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find it. Knock and the door will be opened before you. Amen. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we come before You in Jesus' name. Lord, today I lift up Lillian to You and her baby, this pregnancy. Lord God, she's been battling some blood pressure and different issues. Father, today I ask that You minister to them both, mama and baby, that they are healthy and whole and complete. Lord, for Brother Ricky Campbell and whatever is going on with his throat, Lord, we just pray, God, that You would minister to him and heal his body. For Tristan Inslee, Lord God, we just pray for her in this pregnancy. Lord God, she's 28 weeks or so and has had some
complications. And so, Father, we're just praying and believing that mama and baby both are healthy and whole and complete. And so that you just minister to her, minister to her body. Lord, for Philip and Kelsey Humphrey, Lord, both of them battling different sicknesses and ailments. And so, Father, today I lift them before you, and I believe, God, for total healing. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over their home. Lord, I bind the attack of the enemy. Father, that your will and your way would be made known and clear unto them. For Will Davis, Lord, I lift him before you, God, praying against leukemia, asking, God, that you give him physical strength, Lord God, for his eyesight and his diabetes that he is battling. Father, that you minister to him and you make yourself known unto him as he has placed his faith in you, Lord. Our faith is your word that the sick shall be saved. And so, Lord, that you minister and make yourself known in this situation. God, today we just thank you for who you are and what you have done. And I give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give me a call. That number is 903-796-6056. We'll be right back.
At Fast Signs of Texarkana, you get visual communication solutions, including sign and graphic consultation and design, production, delivery, and installation services. Whether you need architectural signs, vehicle graphics, point-of-purchase posters, or a building identification sign, we're more than ready to help you meet your visual communication goals. Call Keith or Sharon at Fast Signs in Texarkana at 903-831-7446. More than fast, more than signs. Fast Signs, Mall Drive in Texarkana.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net is your radio station for the original Trading Post. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. The original Trading Post is hosted by Jim Big D Davenport.
Hello, Jim. I have an item that I would like to put on the Trading Post this morning.
Buy, sell, trade live on air. Get local news, sports, weather, church news, community news, this day in history, local birthdays, celebrity birthdays, funeral announcements, and much, much more. Keep up with all the local garage sales, yard sales, and estate sales. Hear from interesting guests. It's all on the morning show, often imitated, never duplicated. The original Trading Post.
Hello, Jim. Got a couple of items I want to put on Trading Post this morning.
Monday through Thursday morning, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is Cass County's news leader. Listen to news updates with Robert Del Giorno. Plus, check out our website at kpyn.net for breaking news free. We also have Cass County's most popular Facebook page. Keep up with news as it happens.
When news breaks out,
we break in on Cass County's news leader since 1950. KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM. This is Cass County's radio station for the Dallas Cowboys. KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta. 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Well, good morning, good morning. We are back again. This is Pastor Wade right here on KPYN AM, FM, and KPYN.net with Prayer and Praise Friday. Thank you, everybody, who has commented on Facebook and sent in prayer needs and emailed prayer needs and Facebook message prayer needs and all those things. Thank you so much. Text me prayer needs, and so I do appreciate that. Good morning, Miss Elaine. How are you today? And so thank you for jumping on there with us, and good morning to everybody in Radio Land. I don't know if I've properly said good morning to you, and so thank you so much for joining in with me each and every week. I do appreciate it. I do not take it for granted. I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to come in and pray and share my heart, share what I believe the Lord has given unto me for the day, for those whom will listen over, you know, KPYN AM, FM, and the KPYN.net, as well as those who tune in through Facebook and all the other different outlets. And so thank you. I appreciate you joining in with me, allowing me to pray for you, pray over you, to just share again my heart and what I believe the Lord is saying to you. And so this morning our verse of the day is Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. I love that the passage goes on to deal with that if we as mere men will give good gifts to our children, then how much more will our Heavenly Father
give good things unto those who ask him. And then verse 12 of this passage, I love it. It says, therefore, everything that you would like people to do unto you, do those things unto them. And so, you know, we've got to love one another. We've got to come together in the spirit of unity and a bond of trust and minister and all of this division and just being at everyone's throat always about everything. That's just not the will of God. And so we must come together in unity. We must rise up and pray. We need to be praying. I was sharing with Facebook people over the radio break, but you know, my heart's just heavy for Israel and praying for them and believing God for them. But at the same time, I have to find myself praying for the Palestinians and say, what? You know, it's like, no, I stand with Israel. But my heart's cry is that they would all be saved, that they would all come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. If they would, the Palestinians, Hamas, whomever it is, Iran, all of them, if they would come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, and they would allow him to minister through them, if they would allow the power of the Holy Spirit to flow in them, there would be no worry of war, because the peace of God that passes all understanding would be made known unto them. And so today, just lift them up in prayer. We will be praying. Continue just to pray for one another. Keep each other lifted up and encouraged and reminded that God is a God of love. He is a God of grace and a God of mercy. Now, I preach often, and I will continue to do so. Just because he's a God of grace and mercy and love doesn't give us the license to just go and do whatever we want to, and that we can flippantly just la-titty-da through life and whatever turns up, because that's not, you know, that's not Christianity. But relationship with Jesus Christ. And he says, if you love me, then you'll do my word. And so if we'll be doers of the word, Galatians 5 tells us that there's some fruits of the Spirit that should be evident in our life. And if those fruits are evident, which means the Spirit is there, that there is no law that can be formed against us. And so if you are walking in love and walking in peace and joy, and if you're being patient and kind and, you know, gentle and, you know, meekness, whatever translation you're reading, all these words are used. If you have self-control, a sound mind, all these things, if you're walking in them, then you won't be at a quarrel with everybody else. And so this morning, just hear my heart's cry to love one another as the Lord loves you, and to know here in Matthew 7, verses 7 really through 12 and 13 there, that you are given an invitation to ask the Lord what you have need of. You are given an invitation to seek the face of the Lord. You are given an invitation to knock and be invited into the very presence of Almighty. And so, again, if we, being broken, undone humans, will give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good gifts unto us? And that if we would do unto others as we would have them to do unto us, just to love one another, to love the Lord, and to go before him. That's my heart this morning, is just to go before the Lord. Go before the Lord. Seek him. You will find him, and I promise you, in his presence, you will find need of everything that you need. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. God, today I lift Cindy before you, Lord, just praying against this lymphoma in Jesus' name. Lord, for Joyce Hernandez, Lord, we pray against Parkinson. God, we believe that you are the God who healeth thee. Lord, for Bud, we just ask God for healing in his body. Peace, Lord God, that you just minister to him and make yourself known. For Jessica Wines, Lord God, we just pray, God, for healing as she's had this bad accident. Minister to her, make yourself known. Lord, today for Tex or Russell Douglas Jr. Lord, we lift him before you, believing God for complete healing, asking God that in this time you will make yourself known to him like never before, Lord, that you would flood his eyes with light that he may see. And so, Father, we just give you glory. Lord, I thank you that you have given us an invitation to come before you, to ask, to seek, and to knock, knowing that you will answer, that we will find you. Lord, that you do still speak to your people. You do hear and answer prayers. And Lord, I thank you that you are a right now God who will still minister to your people. And so, Father, we just lift up Israel to you. Lord, I lift up those who are in Palestine, Lord God, the Gaza Strip, all this, Lord, the Hamas, Iran, whomever is involved. Lord, I lift them before you. And I pray, God, through the power of your Holy Spirit in the midst of all of this attack and chaos, I pray, Lord, that the voice and the power of your Holy Spirit would be revealed unto them all, that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior, that they would place you on the thrones of their heart as Messiah and King of all. And so, Lord, I just pray that in this time of chaos and confusion, this time of broken hearts, that the presence and power of your very Spirit will be the one that will mend them and cause them to know that there is a God and you are him. Father, today for Pam Smith's granddaughter and her pregnancy, Lord, we just lift before asking God, asking that you minister, that you make yourself known, praying, Lord God, for a healthy baby and a healthy mama. Lord, that you just speak to them and through the healing virtue of your Spirit, that you just minister in a way that only you can. Lord, you call the Holy Spirit Comforter. And so I ask, Lord, at this time that the Comforter will come, give a peace that passes all understanding, Lord, and a joy even that is unspeakable. And so today, Lord, we just give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. He is great and he is greatly to be praised. My show is basically over, but I wanted to give a praise report. We prayed for Cindy. That is Leah Hillis' sister. She was diagnosed with lymphoma. I'm going to read this text to you that I got. Update on my sister. Praise the Lord. The lump on her on the back of her neck is almost gone. The lump that was under her jaw that was from one side to the other is now the size of a pea. And the cluster of three lumps on her clavic is now only about 2 inches, and there are no side effects from the treatments. Praise the Lord. And so I just wanted to give God praise that he's still in the healing business. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Next week, Sister Mary and Jim will be with you. And so know that we love you and God bless you. If you need anything, give me an email, pastorcornerstoneag@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, and we'll see you soon.
CU.com with approved credit, rate, and term based on year, model, amount, finance, and credit score. Think new year model for your next ride with an auto loan from RRCU, federally insured by NCUA.
For all your insurance needs, call Frank Lanier at B.B. Boone Insurance Agency, located at 110 East Rush Street in Linden. B.B. Boone Insurance can assist you with homeowners insurance and auto, plus all types of commercial insurance too, including fire, auto, bonds, and general liability. B.B. Boone can provide you with health insurance, long-term care, Medicare supplements, annuities, and life insurance. Call Frank Lanier at B.B. Boone Insurance at 903-756-5579 or visit him at B.B. Boone Insurance, 110 East Rush Street in Linden.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is Cass County's undisputed sports leader. Keep up with your favorite Cass County football team Mondays right here on the High School Coaches Shows. Listen every Monday during the high school football season for our High School Football Coaches Shows. Listen to the Atlanta Rabbits Head Football Coaches Show Mondays at 10 a.m. live at the Rabbit Patch in downtown Atlanta with KPYN's Jim Big D Davenport and Rabbits Head Football Coach Tyler Morton, followed by the Queen City Head Inside Football Coaches Show with Jim and Eric Drotty at 11. Then Monday at noon at Uncle Juan's on the Square in Linden with the voice of the LK Tigers, Marlon Sullivan, and Tigers head coach, Jarek Farmer. Keep up with your favorite Cass County football team Mondays right here on the High School Coaches Shows on KPYN 900 AM, 103.9 FM, and KPYN.net. Also on the Radio Streaming Now app. Keep up with your favorite Cass County football team Mondays right here on the High School Coaches Shows. This is the radio home for Texas A&M Aggies football, basketball, and baseball. KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Well, praise the Lord. All right, I am back. I was ending my show. I have a minute and a half left. I thought I was supposed to have a minute and a half still, but the clock was not looking like normal, so I'm like, well, I better tell everybody bye because this thing might not give me the show back. And so, anyway, just be encouraged today. Know that you can come before the Lord. You can ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened before you. Know that He is wanting to do what is right for you and bless you. The Lord is for you and not against you. And so today, be encouraged to just seek the presence of the Lord, to pray. I don't know where you may find yourself this morning, but as I said earlier, no matter if you're as close as you've ever been or far away as you've ever been, if you feel as better than you ever have or worse than you ever have, seek Him today. Take a few minutes. Just give Him 45 seconds. You know, have some quiet time and just thank Him for who He is and invite Him into the situation. Just talk to Him like He's a good friend because that's who He is. He says He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And so just speak to the Lord today, and I promise you He will answer. He'll minister to you. His peace and His presence will enter in and will minister in a way like no one else can. And so just be encouraged today. We love you. God bless you. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you for listening to Prayer and Praise Friday. Prayer and Praise Friday is a production of KPYN and Cornerstone Assembly of God. For more information on Cornerstone Assembly of God, visit their website at cornerstoneatlanta.tv. That's cornerstoneatlanta.tv. And join us again next week for Prayer and Praise Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.